Tom Ceratore joining us now outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, you hate to see, obviously, anybody get injured. Adam Plamang, nice to see the two thumbs up. How much does that help the bench, just to see that it appears anyway to be a precaution?
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, Schultz. I don't know anything, so.
Again, your players have to be wondering what in the heck is going on through all of that, so to see that, I'm sure helps.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure, all of us, you know.
The last-minute goal in the first hurt. The last 10-second goal in the second period felt a little bit like a backbreaker. You guys still got back into it after that, but that one hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did, Schultz. We needed to go. We need to be down one goal going into the third. You know, what was it, score 4-1? Or even 2? 3-2. I mean, yeah, it was 4-1. Ding, ding. That last goal, you're right. The last minute of the third, or second, excuse me. I'm a little flustered right now, but the last last few seconds of the second, you know, we needed to make it, you know, we needed to have a 3-1. Then we pop one, make a 3-2, and then we make it interesting. That's kind of, you know, the script that you want to write.
Yeah. Riley Funk scores on the power play. He was in the faceoff dot a ton tonight. He was around the net a ton tonight. With his size, his physicality, he's got to play in those areas, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. He's got to. I mean, he's got to compete hard. He does. He's a battler, and he just needs to make sure below the tops of the circle, he's a man. He's got to be.
Did this first period feel like a repeat of last night, just with the penalties and having to kill off stuff virtually the whole period?
Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah.
See you next week, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.